Well, joining us now via Skype from Madison is James H. Fetzer. He's a professor emeritus with the University of Minnesota, Duluth. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, sir. Now, it is quite clear that there is a concerted effort to bring Iranian channels off the air from European and Asian airwaves. Where is that rhetoric of freedom of speech and freedom of expression that the Western countries claim to adhere to?
Well, this is actually, in my opinion, a declaration of war by Israel, by the Zionist faction that is dominating here against not really just free speech, but truth. There is nothing that tyrants and liars and cheats fear more than truth. In my opinion, there's more truth from Press TV than you can find in the New York Times because too many issues are censored. I recently participated in the Hollywoodism conference held in Tehran. And when you bring together 15 intellectuals from around the world to address these issues, we sort things out and discover the predominance of Jewish producers in Hollywood who are often putting out propaganda. And when you attempt to bring about a cessation of communication, it's a prelude to war. What we need in the world, if we're going to advance the cause of peace and mutual understanding, is more conversation, more discussion, more exchange of point of view. So I regard this as a completely despicable act. I believe that it is a violation of international law. If not technically, it should be treated as though it were. And I believe Iran should take this issue before the United Nations.
Indeed, there is a war of perceptions that is being fought right now over what is presented to be truth or facts. But considering that, as you mentioned, it is the truth that they are afraid of, how far can they go with this agenda, considering we are in the age of the internet where an average viewer can check things out through the internet by typing in Google? They are waking up to the reality of these double standards now, are they not?
Well, I think that is true, but more and more, I think that the Zionists are perceiving the threat from scholars and academicians looking at serious issues like the Holocaust and recognizing that it appears not to be at all what it has been presented, but rather appears to be more propaganda than truth, more fiction than reality. That, you know, there are so many dimensions to this.
Okay.
That if we can crack through the disinformation being spread by the Zionist influence, it will have an emancipating effect on the entire world.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. James H. Fetzer joining us from Madison via Skype. Professor Emeritus with the University of Minnesota, Duluth. Many thanks indeed for your comments here on Press TV.